What's up, this is Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Her podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. What's up, everyone? I hope all is well. I'm glad to be able to come on again today. I was just on here yesterday, so I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I got a message. I said message, okay? So I said, let me go ahead and share with my community. I couldn't figure out at first if I wanted to do a YouTube video or if I wanted to come on my podcast, but I came on my podcast. So I'm gonna go ahead and just share some things that was sparked inside of me that I would like to share with you all today, where I hope that you take it and allow it to penetrate your being and, you know, have you think about what you're thinking about and how you respond to yourself and things that come up for you, okay? Sometimes we might need to hear a different outlook on things, not to necessarily fully change our perspective, but to also just look at things a little bit differently than how we always have looked at them, okay? So I want to talk to you today. I don't really have I don't necessarily have like a title for this at all, to be honest. But it's more so one of those things like right now I'm cleaning off my stove, okay? So it may sound a little distant at times, but you know, when I get to talking out loud while I'm doing stuff, I just know it's time to also sometimes depends. Sometimes spirit will let me know to like talk to the audience, or sometimes write it down, or sometimes just it's for me, you know? So today is for you. But I just want to put that disclaimer out there if you hear the sound kind of sounds a little interesting. So anywho, I want to come on and I just want to talk about today when you don't think that what you're doing is enough, okay? So this can go a couple different ways because unfortunately there are some people who may need to do more, okay, that may not be doing, you know, some of the things that the ancestors, God, spirit wants them to do in this time, and then they're complaining about why things aren't going a certain way, okay? We have those people as well. So this is for those who may have ideas and things have come to them, they have written them down, and it's like they really know this thing right here is like gonna be good stuff. You know what I mean? That could be a new project, that could be them writing a book, it could be, you know, starting your YouTube channel, this could be just anything. You going back to school, anything that, you know, however you want to put it, your ancestors, God, spirit, your higher self, your other self has told you to do, okay? So, with that being said, sometimes when you're in that energy, you may think that you're not doing enough. But I'm here to tell you, like, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing right now in this time, okay? Because I'm going to just give you a little backstory of, you know, some of the things that I was feeling, okay? So it's like sometimes I just get in this place where it's like I get an idea, and when I get the idea, it's like, okay, Angel, you know, write this down or record it or whatever spirit wants me to do, I do it, okay? And then I start to think like, you know, I'm not doing enough. But honestly, I am doing enough because every little step that I take toward becoming more aware of who I am, I'm doing enough. You know, and I think sometimes because we look to want to do things a certain kind of way, you know, and it got to look a certain kind of way for us to feel as though we're doing something, that's not always the case. You being aware of what you need to do and the timing that you need to do it is good enough, because what it's doing is, little by little, you're getting closer and closer to that thing, that bigger thing that's even bigger than the things that you wrote down or recorded that you think you're trying to do, you're getting closer and closer to that. So even if you're in a place of feeling like you need to rest, and you're like, no, I need to do, and like, it's really on you to truly take that rest, guess what you need to do? Take that rest, because what you don't know is that when it's time to do, your ass gonna be doing. You don't want to be in a place where you're doing, you're like, oh my God, I'm tired. I should have took that rest last week or 2 weeks ago or last month when I felt like spirit was telling me to take it. So you don't want to be in that place of wishing you would have took rest then. Take rest when your spirit, when your soul, when you can feel like I need to take some rest. I got to do things a little bit different this week than what I actually planned on doing. And it's uncomfortable. Listen, I understand, like, it's uncomfortable. Like when I get focused as a Virgo, like when I get focused on something, I'm like focused on it. You know what I'm saying? So if I get in this place where I'm like, oh, why am I feeling sleepy? I don't want to be sleepy. You know, it's like, nah, sis, take this rest, take this time, you know? So if you're feeling that, take that time. So I'm going to say this, even if you are working on something and you're feeling like, dang, I should have took that time last week. Listen, go ahead and take your rest if that's what your body is telling you to do. Even if you are in the midst of working on something, take that rest. Because see, the thing is when are you ever going to listen to the deeper depths and parts of yourself? When it's causing for you to take some sort of action. Even if the action is not what you're used to, even if the action is uncomfortable, even if the action is like, you know, I need to, let's say, go for this drive that I've been planning to go on. You know, if one day you wake up and you have a whole day planned out, like, okay, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna do my meditation, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna start typing and writing out, you know, writing my book and boop, boop, boop. But when you get up, you hear, take that drive. Guess what you need to do? Exactly. Take that drive, because see, it's steps toward going to that thing. You may even think like, oh, it don't have nothing to do with what I'm trying to do right here and doing this and doing that. But honestly, it does. Because with you being more aware of yourself and hearing what it is that you need to do next for you, what you need to do next is going to create something that you may not even realize. You might end up meeting someone that you actually need for this project that you're doing, or that you need to talk to regarding this certain relationship. You may go to a coffee shop that you've never been to, or a tea shop that you've never been to before, but you've been saying, I'm a go. And then one day you wake up like, no, for real, I need to go to that tea shop or that coffee shop or go on that walk. Like, you just never know. So being aware of these small little inklings is very, very necessary for you to pay attention to, because they're all necessary. And guess what? You're doing exactly what you need to do right now to be where it is that you are actually trying to be. So yeah, you're trying to have, if you will, a successful business, doing this, that, and the third, whatever that this, that, and the third is. But every day you feel within yourself, within your gut, I'm supposed to be walking for the next 30 days every morning or every evening. Guess what? Those inklings are getting you closer and closer to this, that, or whatever the third business that you're trying to do. So don't ignore it. When you get that inkling like, I'm supposed to be working out this month. I'm supposed to be working out this month. Okay. Go work out. What is the point of continuously complaining about something that you're not even listening to your inner self telling you, do this, do that, but you're steady like, oh, but I need to go and do this and do that. But that's not what I just seen something.
while I was just talking. So I felt like that was the ancestor. Somebody just ran past me, but y'all know, y'all know it gets real spiritual over here sometimes, okay? It really does. It caught me for one real quick, but I seen that. I seen you, okay? But that just shows how quick, see, that just gave me something. That just show how quick something can go past you so fast and you don't even realize that was something meant for you to see or do, because you're so focused on that end thing that you're trying to get to, you miss the steps that is necessary for you to take so that you can grow, so you can expand, so you can become more self-aware, so that you can be more intuitive. So your psychic abilities will increase because of certain things that you may need for this big thing that's happening. So you're getting, basically, you're like warming up. You're warming up for this thing. You're practicing for the big thing. So with practice, with being self-aware, with listening to your inner self and not allowing the outward distractions to make you think that you're supposed to be doing something else that you don't need to be doing right now, because it's not really something that's going to elevate your soul. But the thing is that because you have a task at hand, those distractions that you're deciding to allow yourself to partake in, I ain't going to say all of us, but some of us will start to see like, damn, I should have been doing this instead of that. Damn, I should have listened when I felt that I needed to do this instead of that. You'll start to hear, but you also have to take action and start doing those things. You can be aware all day, but if you're not aware and taking action, come on now. Do you see where we're going with this? Don't allow those small things that will go past you like that and you miss it because you're distracted by this over here, instead of paying attention to the inner self and the inner things that's supposed to be happening. Because the inner stuff that's happening is juicing you up and preparing you for that big thing. I'm trying to tell y'all. I don't care if you have a whole day planned out what you're going to do. And this is my life, right? I can tell you from my life. Wake up, you're going to do your self-care, your meditation, you're doing certain things, you're learning about, you know, certain ceremonies and things that you're getting into, and certain universal laws and whoop, 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 right? And then you wake up and you have your things written out in your planner, and what ends up happening is that during your self-care, you end up basically going into a past life regression on your mat. Y'all, I did a past life regression, which is something I've heard of, but it's been coming up more and more around me. And again, it could be one of those things, how that spirit went past me just now standing in my house talking to y'all on this mic. It could have went past like that and I'm like, oh yeah, I see him, but whatever, you know, and you keep going. No, you got to pay attention to these things. You got to be aware of these things. So when I knew, when I laid down on my mat that I needed to do a past life regression, I'm like, I don't know how it's going to go. We going to see, okay? So I turned on a guided one this time, okay? I turned on a guided one. And baby, some of the things that came up, we're not going to get into it right now, but some of the things that came up was very needed. Some people may say, well, I don't need to go back in the past. I done been there. I seen that and that, all of those kind of things. But what you don't understand is that is levels to all of it. It's levels to your healing. You're not fully healed. Because if you were, you would be paying attention and being aware of these inner inklings that you're getting. But instead, you're damn near ignoring them because you're being distracted by something that's not really feeding your soul. So yeah, you might need to do a past life regression. You might need to lay down on your mat. Okay? Or lay down on your sofa, whatever's comfortable for you. And do a little something, something. And release some things. And allow some things to come to the surface. It was some things that came to the surface that I didn't even know was a thing. In my conscious understanding or awareness. In my conscious awareness. It was some things that came up that I was like, oh, wow. Damn, that makes me feel different about this situation now. That makes me feel like it's loving. Like this, like wow, you know? So I'm trying to tell y'all, listen, those inklings that you're getting, listen to them. Those small little things that may shoot past you like that. Listen to that inner awareness. Be aware of these things so that you can continue to progress, expand, explore, be open, be conscious and aware of things that's going on within you. Because when those distractions try to come, you'll be aware that, oh yeah, okay, that was a little distraction. I seen you. I seen you, okay? But I ain't even gonna feed into it. I'ma let it be what it is. And I'ma move on to what I know I need to be doing. Because I already heard what I need to be doing. Just like today, when I got done with my meditation, I thought I was going to sit down right then and start working on some computer work. But I felt like I'm supposed to cook. So I went ahead and cooked, focused on that. Well, actually, yeah, focused on that. And like right before that though, while I was in my meditation, I heard work on those candles. Work on those candles. And I'm like, okay. So I went downstairs, I grabbed some of my tools and things like that while I'm cooking, grabbed some of my tools, brought them up. So now while I was like cleaning off my stove so I could get started with my candle making, I started talking to myself. And so that's when I heard, like, go get your mic and record it. So that's what I'm doing. And here I am. So I just feel like, again, all these are little inklings. And I'm aware of them. Being aware is necessary. The more you listen to yourself, the more you do these small little steps will lead to these bigger things. Because I'm trying to tell y'all, these small things are actually really huge things for your experience here. So, with that being said, I'm going to end this here so I can get to my candle making, okay? So, I love you all, and I will talk to you soon. Peace.